Welcome to According to Star. I am Star, and I have a very, very special little guesty poo with me tonight.
Not that special.
Who are you?
Radigad.
Who?
Rad the God.
Really? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Well, Rod the God, guys. Rod the God's with me. Ray is off today.
Yes.
We're not doing this the whole time, okay? That's okay. What we're not going to do.
All right.
So excuse me in advance, guys. It's going to be a weird night. It's going to be a weird episode. It's going to be a little different than normal. Just because Rod doesn't follow up on the gossip and shit, so I'm not going to bore him to death with that as much as I can possibly help it.
You just got to lead the way a little bit. I can at least put my 2 cents in on it.
Okay. Well, as you've been noticing, we've been starting off the episodes with a song that the other person has to guess, and I'm going to do this song. And it was so hard for me to pick a song because Rod does not know anything new, and he barely knows anything old. So it's like, what the fuck do I pick? He's going to know all the 2 Chainz, all the Jeezy.
Yeah.
All 2 Chainz, all Jeezy. So, and none of the R&B. So I'm like, well, what the fuck do I pick? So here goes nothing. I think I'm kind of giving it to him at this point. I got to decide if I want to sing it or if I want to rap it or if I want to spoken word it. Let's see. I'm going to read it like a Valley White girl. How about that? That works?
Yeah, that'll work. That's cool.
The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters because they fucking miss me. I never thought it could happen. You know, this rapping stuff. I was so used to packing like gats and stuff. Now, honeys, play me close.
Oh, man.
Like... Okay. Butter play toast.
That's Biggie Smalls.
What's the name of the song?
Juicy.
That was way too fucking easy. God damn it, Roderick.
Yeah, as soon as you said gats and stuff, I knew what it was.
It was so hard to pick a song. Oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. You got it. What the fuck ever. Anyway, this past week it was Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving? I know you got to split your time up between me and your peeps.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was dope.
How was your actual Thanksgiving day?
Actual Thanksgiving day it turned out to be incredible. We wasn't sure what we was going to do for a while. We've been trying to figure it out.
Like 2 days before.
Yeah. And then we decided to just have something here at the house, which was cool because it's my first Thanksgiving in my own house. And we got the host, and that was pretty cool. All the food was good. Everybody did a great job. My deviled eggs was hitting hard.
Shut up.
My deviled eggs was hitting way too hard.
No such thing.
Yeah, such thing. Okay. People didn't get none. That's how fast
the kids.
They went. All right.
People are the kids, guys. Just in case anybody's wondering.
Everybody in the house didn't get none. That's all y'all need to know. Okay. They were stellar.
Okay, babe.
I had a lot to drink. I had been drinking from
8 a.m.
sun up to sundown. Babe came upstairs and found my body.
I did. And I made him lift his body from the grave and bring his ass back downstairs. Because how dare you leave? And there's a house full of people.
Yeah. I didn't even mean to go to sleep. I went up there to do something.
Oh, you know what you went to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He went to handle some business and his legs then, got numb.
Yep. Got numb. You lay down a little bit, get some of that circulation back flowing. And I went right on. I was sleeping good too.
And here I come.
Yep. And then today, my sisters decided to do Thanksgiving today because my nephew got out of the hospital today, so she wanted him to be included, which is understandable. So I ran over there when I got off work. And
how was that, babe?
You know, it was cool. It was a little rough, you know.
He's being nice right now. I asked him earlier. I said, so how was it? It was hood. That's the first thing he said.
It was hood. Like, some of my nephews was outside smoking and stuff. I guess it's okay now. They not 18 yet, so, but, I mean, I guess he just...
The kind of life they live over there.
Yeah,
that's... If you got shot, you can smoke a blunt.
You deserve a blunt if you took a bullet and made it.
Exactly. And two of them have.
Yeah, so it was a little, Jesus. You know, I was looking over my shoulders, watching my back, you know what I'm saying?
At the family's Thanksgiving.
I definitely can say that I'm officially bougie now because I wasn't used to that. I'm used to so much laughing and joking and just, you know, being safe, safety.
Your safety was at stake.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, I mean, my nephew had got shot, so I'm like, I didn't even think she was gonna have it there. I thought it was gonna be somewhere else, but they just having it there like nothing happened. My nephew running around on his crutches, and I mean, yeah, I guess it was good to see everybody, you know, with a decent attitude, a decent spirit after everything that took place a couple weeks ago. So I'm thankful.
How was the food?
The food was good.
It wasn't as good as
nowhere near as good as the food that was here. I'm not sure what was up with the dressing. It wasn't no macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
You know, I got some ham, I got some meatballs, I got some chicken and some sweet potatoes. And there was a couple desserts out there, but I didn't even get that. She did have some liquor, though.
Yeah, huh?
You know I got that.
Did you get
that.
Some of that?
You know I got a little piece of that.
Oh, my God.
I had to get a little piece of that.
Per usual. Anyway, glad your Thanksgiving was...
What about yours?
Extended.
Did you enjoy?
I'd just be tired on Thanksgiving. I am tired of cooking at this point. I just want to be able to go somewhere and eat someone else's food. However, I don't like people's food. So...
Especially being out here on the West Coast, because it's not too many. We used to that.
They think they can sing. They think they can cook, and they're not hitting the mark for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm getting tired of cooking. I've literally been cooking since I've been like Brielle's age on Thanksgiving.
But you can
30-some years old now. I'm tired. I just want to sit and just come when the food is done and eat it. And go home with my to-go plates. Or not, if the food was nasty.
That sounds like we're going to have to pay Dave to cook for Thanksgiving next year.
Listen, period, poo. That's it. I'm done. I'm really done. Like, I don't even feel like I low-key want to, like, just buy a bunch of different foods that we like on Christmas. Like, go get a bunch of crabs from Angry Crab on Christmas. Go get
I'm cool with that.
A big tray of the lobster and crab linguine from Red Lobster and just nothing else. Maybe I'll bake some shit this time, but I don't want to cook, period.
I'm cool with that.
No.
I like busting down some crab legs with the sausage.
Me too.
And the potatoes.
Lord, here we go. Here we go. The sausage and the potatoes.
Just those sweet sauces.
The little sweet sauces. You sounding real hungry right now.
I can see. Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and move on into tea time.
The tea is exceptionally good today. Who made this? Very delicious.
All right, there wasn't much great tea this week. Just things, I guess, worth mentioning to fill up some time. But Popeyes decided they want to come out with their own chicken sandwich. I'm not Popeyes.
McDonald's
decided they want to come out with their own chicken sandwich. I think we'll pass.
Yeah, I think so too.
They already got chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, what are they gonna
the
do?
The McChicken, the spicy McChicken. I know over there on the East Coast, like in Virginia, we had the Southern fried chicken sandwich.
I remember that sandwich.
Which is different than the chicken patty. But why? We're good. Like the chicken sandwich is not gonna work for them like it worked for Popeyes. It just isn't.
No, because that's an actual burger joint. These is Popeyes and Chick-fil-A is chicken joints competing. McDonald's ain't got no business.
I don't care about the chicken at the burger place.
Right.
God, that's like when IHOP decided they wanted to be IHOB, faking it. International House of Burgers. We don't give a shit. We don't come to IHOP for burgers. Who is ordering a burger from IHOP? I need your name.
No, people.
Because you are sick.
People order the burger. That's
disgusting.
But that's just not what they was known for. So that
I could see like the hangover burger, the one with like the raw egg and shit on it, like the sunny side up egg. That's called like the, you know, to fill you up in, you know, when you're drunk. Okay. Only sell that because International House of Pancakes, I don't want a fucking burger. I ain't never ordered no fucking burger from IHOP.
They switched that shit back quick.
The hell?
Like as soon as their stock started dropping. Mm-mm. Oh, we were just playing. It's still IHOP.
Right. Idiots. Anywho, next on our list, these little old heads from back in the day is losing it. Okay, first you had Quincy Jones outing everybody and their gay sexcapades back in the day, and then you got Billy Dee Williams, who is opening up about gender fluidity. Now I get what he was saying. So he's pretty much saying like everyone has divine femininity and divine masculinity. We all have it. Like I feel like I have a lot of masculine traits, and then I have feminine traits, and you may have some feminine traits as well as your masculine traits. Okay,
I ain't got no feminine traits,
nigga, please. Okay, everybody does.
I'm all man. That's
everybody it. Does. Okay,
I'm all man.
It doesn't mean you're not a man.
I don't do nothing but man shit.
What is man shit? What is considered man shit?
Shit that man's supposed to do.
Oh, okay. Really? What are those things?
Shave.
Oh, boy. Cut it. Anyway, so I get what he's saying. We all have it in us, the masculine and the feminine energies. Boom. Got it. I don't think he's meaning to say gender fluid.
No, I don't think.
Because I don't think he'd be consider himself a female.
Yeah.
He's definitely a man. I think he's using the verbiage wrong.
Like, it's stuff like this. You shouldn't even say it nothing.
Not at 85 years old. Like, what are we doing? But, like, I get what he's saying, but I don't think gender fluidity is to be mashed up in that. You can relate to your masculine and your feminine. You can be soft, which is not something that's considered masculine. Why? I don't know. I need to go back into time and figure out who the fuck stated that men had to be these hard individuals that couldn't show any emotion or any type of softness. They can't cry. They can't do any of those things. I need to find that person and really, you know, have a talk with them. But I don't think he's gender fluid, because my understanding of gender fluid is meaning like you identify as male and female.
Yeah, that's
and I don't really think that he identifies as a woman.
He don't qualify for nothing like that.
Yeah, I think he's just throwing shit out there. What he's saying though. I get it, because his explanation didn't give to me like he'd be out here on some other shit.
No, I mean, he might just be talking about his upkeep,
his personality, and all that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Billy.
Not me though.
Shut up. I feel like you do have some feminine traits, but that's another story. I'd feel like you do.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I feel that way. That's my truth.
I'm from Flint.
Oh, okay. No, we're going on to the next thing.
Excuse a gangster. Oh. When a gangster is coming through.
Oh, babe. There's nothing gangster about you. You don't have a gangster bone in your damn body. Please.
They said, he don't look like he hurt a fly. No, nigga, I'll kill a fly. I have killed many flies.
Babe.
Thank you. G-shit. Motherfucking G-shit.
Okay, babe. All right. Next. As we are on the speaking of gender fluidity and things like that. So this past Thanksgiving, Dwayne Wade, they posted a picture of his son, and he had on a cute little crop top and he has little nails did. Okay. And the girls were angry about it.
How old is his son?
I want to say he might be like 10-ish.
No, I mean, well, what you gonna say about it? What you gotta say about it?
I don't have no issue. If the boy has come out, you gonna do? Make him dress? Dwayne Wade ain't the most masculine dressing man. If we want to go into it,
and I understand that. There's nothing wrong with the boy coming out, and nothing wrong with Dwayne Wade supporting his son, but I just feel like at 10 years old, he don't need to be having on no little crop tops or no nails. Why? I mean, not even the little girls at that age should be wearing little crop tops and nails.
So well, why would a little boy have that on? Of course, we know that it's different when it comes to the male body and the female body. Of course, my 10-year-old daughter is not going to be out here with her belly out, but it's a boy.
And he shouldn't be out with he shouldn't be out here with his belly out. And he shouldn't be going to school like that or none of that.
Who said he going to school? He was at home on Thanksgiving break.
I understand that. I just
don't. I doubt that he can't go to school with a crop top on.
It's
a dress code.
I don't feel like he should be taking pictures with them little clothes on right now. Not at that young age.
It was an innocent. Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I saw it.
It wasn't even nothing.
I know it wasn't nothing. I just feel like, you know, okay, if he's gay, that's fine. But I just don't think I think he's too young to have on them. Them look like the nails look like some nails you would have on.
First of all, them nails are little. That's nothing I would have on.
Let me see the picture.
Look at them. They short. You trying to blow it up?
I can't blow it up.
They're not that long, babe.
They're not that long. Okay.
Maybe maybe with the nails done, I get you. But I don't see nothing wrong with the shirt. I mean, whatever.
I don't think he should have had on a little crop top.
Okay, babe. Difference in opinion. But I like that he supports.
If he had on like some pink and purple, that cool, whatever. But he don't, like, that's grown woman stuff that he got on. And he only 10 years old.
I don't know his age for sure. Do not quote me on that.
Well, how old do he look? He can't be.
He looks like a preteen.
He can't be. He's still. That boy can't be no older than 12 years old. He can't be.
Why can't he be?
Because I'm just going off of what the picture looked like. I could be dead wrong. Mm-hmm. But it just looked to me like he too young to have that little stuff on.
But it won't even that.
Showing skin and got nails on and stuff. I don't think so. Because, I mean, my daughter wasn't wearing that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not at that age.
Well, you know, there's a double standard when it comes to girls and boys. I doubt they're going to have their daughter. If their daughter want to wear a crop top at his age, they're going to be like, no.
It don't got nothing to do with the form of the body or nothing like that. It's an age thing. It's a mind thing. You too young to be wearing that shit.
Well, it does have to do with a male or a female.
What? How?
Why doesn't it's because it's clearly a boy,
right?
And she's a girl.
Okay,
you're not gonna let your 10-year-old daughter out here in a crop top,
right? So why would I let my 10-year-old boy out here?
If these two kids, their daughter and the son was the same age, say they were twins, the girl would not be. They would not go for the crop top on the girl, and they're not blinking an eye at the boy. It's just a double standard. Although he is a gay boy, like,
I think we may need to get some more opinions on this.
We're going to agree to disagree here. I don't see a huge issue with the crop top.
I want to get the listeners involved.
But I know I would if it was a girl.
I want to get the listeners involved. We want to hear y'all's opinions on what
y'all
think.
Who you talking to?
You act
like you on live. Nobody's going to write in. They lazy. Okay? You act like you on live. I want the listeners. I want the listeners
to. Call in right now. Oh, even though it's pre-recorded.
Oh, babe. Oh, next. We're on to the next. Okay. I want to skip that, actually.
What?
Skip that one. let's move on to Black Excellence.
Black Excellence is an all-time high.
Of course it's at an all-time high.
Black folks consistently go high.
Okay, alrighty then. On the Black Excellence list, we have Miss Rihanna, who is the first Black woman whose album spent 200 weeks on the Billboard 200 list. And that album would be her anti-album. I want to say that was her last one.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Oh, okay.
But that is an excessive amount of weeks.
It is.
So congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's
whoop, whoop.
A lot more than
whoop, whoop.
What Nicki Minaj can say.
Oh, now, why we had to do that? Well, thanks. Congratulations for making history. Yeah, that's all I can say about that.
I think my album was up there for like 300.
Oh, nigga. What album? What's it called?
Excuse a Gangster.
Oh, what's the intro track?
Excuse a Gangster.
Oh, okay. What's the outro track?
Pardon a Gangster.
Okay. And what's in the middle?
Gangster, Gangster.
I'm fucking done. All right. Next on our list of Black Excellence, we have this African queen. What's her name? I don't want to butcher this name, guys. Give me a second.
It's something foreign, right?
Yeah, she's African. So anyway, there was a 2019 British Fashion Awards, and there was a model. I'm trying to find her name that was awarded. God damn it.
Is she African-American?
No, she's African.
Oh, straight African?
Yeah. Why don't I see her name anywhere? Ugh. Fucking screw it.
I thought the name was in there. It wasn't in there.
I don't see it. This is weird, guys. I'm sorry. Her name should be like in the beginning of this. Oh, look. Right in my fucking face. Anyway, so 2019 Model of the Year. Adut Akeech.
Let me look at it.
Adut Akeech is probably what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Akeech or Akeech or something like that.
Akeech or Akeech. That's funny. Anyway, she won 2019 Model of the Year, and she's fucking gorgeous. She is the darkest melanin you'd ever see in your life, and her skin just radiates gold flecks, and I just am here for it in this green ass dress with her bomb ass black skin. Oh my God, so excited. Don't know who she is, never heard of her before now. However, I'm excited, and she deserves to be in Black Excellence. I wish I had more to say about her, but I don't. You guys should look her up on theroot.com, Adut Akeech.
Well, maybe we'll hear more
She's
about
beautiful.
Her since she won.
Probably so. Somebody gonna pick her up and be putting her on some shit because she's beautiful.
This ain't the last we hear gonna hear about her.
Oh, absolutely not. I love her. She has a little bald head. I just love it. I freaking love it. Anyway, that's it. That's all.
But you know who else got great skin?
You.
No, not me. You. You got great skin.
Thanks, babe.
You got really nice skin.
Oh, thank you. It's a kind of acting up right now. From the holidays, eating all this junk.
All that food.
Not consuming enough water, I'm sure.
She still got great skin, though.
Oh, thank you, baby. This is not about me, though.
My skin is horrible. It looks like I got eczema all over my face.
Because you do, and you don't exfoliate like I tell you to.
But I'm still...
Do what your girlfriend tells you to do, and you will be beautiful like her.
I'm still handsome. Okay.
With your dry, flaky skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Y'all should see what I look like right now. I look terrible.
Like he's homeless.
I look handsome at the same time.
I seen him when he came here. I was like, no haircut today?
If I was homeless, if I asked you for some money, you would give it.
We wouldn't, because we look at you like, nigga, you could be selling some dick. You ain't got to be out here. So... You only getting money if you don't look like you're able to fend for yourself.
Oh, it's the holidays too.
Sell
doing
some
like
dick.
That. I don't think I look that bad.
You look a little homeless. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. But you are still fine, but you do look homeless at the same time. I do your homeless ass behind the 7-Eleven.
Oh, you nasty, nasty. Behind the 7-Eleven. Yeah, that's nasty right there.
You nasty, nasty.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Out of Black excellence, and we're going to move into this. There's no real main topic. I got this little test that I found that me and Rod are going to take. And it's a quiz that says, how Black but not like you regular Blacks are you?
Interesting. How many, do you say how many questions is it?
It's like maybe, let me look. It's no more than like 8 to 10.
Okay, I'm ready.
Gotta keep track of your numbers. Hold on. I'll tally us up.
Because I'm Black, but I don't want to say I was raised by white people, but I lived with white people for a long time.
You were raised.
I lived with white people for a long time, but I'm still Black.
Okay. Question number one. As a kid, what music did you listen to? Your options are A, I was that eclectic and special and unusual Black kid who listened to Steely Dan, which I don't know who the fuck that is, and Jodeci. I think that's why I got into Brown. B, whatever I wanted to listen to, I don't understand this question. C, mostly stuff on the radio, I guess.
Oh, just those three?
Yeah.
I will have.
We ain't got all day. Come on.
I would have to be B.
Whatever I want to listen to, I don't understand the question.
Oh, I don't understand the question part.
I mean, you could skip that part, but whatever you want to listen to.
Yeah, I'll listen to whatever I wanted to listen to.
Okay, babe.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, your favorite leafy green substance to eat is A, seaweed, because I was ordering it in restaurants at 4. Kale, because my mom once told me only average niggas eat romaine. C, greens, nigga.
C.
Mine would be B, the kale. My first one was C, the whatever's on the radio. And then okay, this one's going to be B, kale, because my mom once told me only average niggas eat romaine. However, it's not kale, it's the mixed greens, which is like spinach, arugula, and some other shit, because basic people only eat iceberg and romaine. That's true. But mine isn't kale, though. It's not kale. So see, B would be the best option for me.
These rules that she's speaking of, I ain't never heard that.
My mom cooks, so yeah.
We ate whatever we could find.
Okay, three, do you own a passport? The answer is A, I have a Stamps Our Life tattoo on my rib cage. B, how else would I be allowed into brunch? C, I think so. Maybe I got one for that family cruise 7 years ago. I don't remember. C would be my best option.
Yeah, C would be mine too.
All right, number four.
I don't think that question ain't got nothing to do with Blackness.
They're worded weird. Just put, we'll figure
that
out what the Black
even been there.
Hello, we don't know what the Blackness is until we get to the end. Calm down. Jesus Christ. Four, the key to financial independence is A, be exceptional and make exceptional decisions. B, read 48 Laws of Power. C, rich parents.
The answer is A.
Mm-hmm. I agree. A for me.
Even if you got rich parents, you can still blow all the money.
Exactly.
And then they won't want nothing else to do with you. After a while, you keep spending their money.
If you have an inheritance, it belongs to you. Like a trust fund.
Yeah, inheritance. But
then once you blow that, don't you come over here?
Yeah, you can blow an inheritance. Period. Real quick.
I ain't going to be mad at you because you're not getting my money after you blow yours.
That's real.
Right. Like,
don't
what? I got no reason to be mad at you.
Your money gone? Oh, no.
Oh. I ain't gonna let you be on the street. You can live here.
I'll be looking like Nala. Oh.
Oh, is that right?
It's gone.
You don't say. Okay, number five. Did you attend your high school reunion? A. That one kid in fourth grade used to tease me for taking. Ooh, what? I can't read. 1 second.
Rewind.
Mm-hmm. Number five. Did you attend your high school reunion? A. That one kid in fourth grade used to tease me for talking white and smelling like lima beans. So no. The fuck? B. Of course. How else was I going to stun on them hoes? C. I did, but quickly learned that Facebook kind of makes those things obsolete now. None of these fit me.
Me either. I never went to my high school, none of my high school reunions.
No, I have no interest. I guess we don't get no points for that. Alrighty.
I was too busy grinding, hustling, getting money.
Oh, okay. Number six. If you had a choice between lunch with Jay-Z or $317.59, which would you choose? A, man, just one nugget from that convo over tacos might be worth millions. So, of course, the lunch. B, will Beyonce be there? C, what kind of head-ass question is this? I'm going to take that money, buy my broke-ass some food, and if I still want to sit with Jay-Z, I'll just go to listen to Hard Knock Life while I'm eating my fries.
What? This thing got nothing to do with... Okay, can you read the question one more time?
Listen, nigga. Question number six. If you had a choice between lunch with Jay-Z or $317.59, which would you choose? A, man, just one nugget from that convo over tacos might be worth millions. So, of course, the lunch. B, will Beyonce be there? C, what kind of head-ass question is this? I'm going to take that money, buy my broke-ass some food, and if I still want to sit with Jay-Z, I'll just go listen to Hard Knock Life while I'm eating my fries.
Okay.
Period. Poo.
So I think the obvious black answer is C, but...
What is your answer? We're not talking about the obvious black answer. You're going to give your own answer to how you feel my about the situation.
My answer is A.
Okay, nigga, then A. Shit.
And if I need to explain
answer is B. It's fucking Beyonce there because I don't like you. Fucking cheating on Beyonce. The hell? Seven. How much do you sleep at night? A. Y'all can do all that sleeping. I'll be over here building empires. Fucking right. B. I try to get 5 to 7 hours. Or C, I have 3 kids. What the fuck is sleep?
First of all, mine is B. What you sitting here all talking about fucking right?
No, I said fucking right, but I'm going to bed.
Yeah, your ass be knocked out.
Sleep. I need my sleep. You ain't no good to nobody if you ain't got no sleep.
I'm going with B. I got to get mine.
Shit, for real.
I'll be knocked out.
Everybody in trouble if I don't get no sleep. All right. What you got to say?
Nothing. You right.
What?
You right. Because you get hangry and you get heapy.
No. What? Heapy? Sleepy? Like angry sleepy? Is it?
I tried to make
hungry, angry, sleepy?
Yeah.
Heapy?
I tried to.
Wow.
I tried to mix them
up. That's a new one.
It may not.
Huh. You're a character. Number eight. Do you have haters? A. I sure hope not. They be wasting their time. B. Like Fab said, haters are like waiters because they only come when you eatin'. Oh, that was a good one. C. The preferred term is nemesis. I would C for me. You know me.
I gotta go with B.
B.
Because that's definitely when they show up.
Bonus. Are you your ancestors? A. I can only hope to be as brave and resilient as they were. B. My ancestors are all dead from diving off the decks of slave ships, and I'm still alive. So, no. C. Nah, because you can catch these tweets. What type of 9-year-old wrote this damn questionnaire?
What was the first answer again?
I'm putting A. I can only hope to be as brave and whatever, whatever.
That's what I was.
Okay, let's tally up the what you call 'ems.
I'm black as hell. Tell y'all that shit right fucking now. And
what? I gotta do math, guys. Hold on. 4, 5, 6,
because
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
I made nachos.
Am I counting? Hold on.
I made nachos 3, last week.
4, 5, 6.
You can count amongst it. I made nachos. I made nachos last week, and I took the Tostitos?
Doritos, babe.
No, I'm talking about the jar.
Oh, the Tostitos jar from the cheese.
Yeah, I took the Tostitos jars and I washed them. And then I tried to drink out of one yesterday, and somebody told me that it was hood.
Ghetto as fuck is my exact verbiage.
And I don't think so.
We have glasses in this house. You gonna try to drink a drink from a fucking Tostitos jar with the fucking plastic Tostitos label still attached? I might have felt a little better about it if it didn't have the label attached.
So she took the glass from me and threw it away.
I did, right in his face, slid it right off that counter and chucked it in the trash can.
Now, I don't see a problem
with using it. And got him a glass out the cabinet, because this is not fucking Hillbilly Hickville.
I don't see nothing wrong with drinking out of those
You need
jars.
To go over there and live with Lamarck and Ray, who drink out of Tostitos jars.
You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Why though? When you have perfectly good glasses.
Okay, but it's okay to drink out of mason jars, but you can't drink out of the Tostitos jar.
Mason jars, listen.
Both jars. That's like saying you can't put stuff in the moving box, but you can put... Oh, I'm sorry. You can't put stuff in the shoe box, but you can put stuff in the moving box. They both boxes.
Boy, it's no correlation. You up in the kitchen, you serving... No. You don't take a Tostitos jar out the cabinet and pour juice in it.
I would never serve that
and fucking be walking around fucking with a Tostitos jar in the house drinking.
Serve that to nobody. That's what we doing. But if I'm at the house and I just want to drink something out of something real quick, I don't see nothing wrong with
that. I don't see nothing wrong with grabbing a fucking glass that you have either.
Listen, I think all the...
You won't be grabbing a
Tostitos.
No, they
weren't.
No, because I certainly grabbed one right out the cabinet and handed it to you when I threw your Tostitos jar in the trash. So don't try me. Don't do that shit no more. The hell kind of shit are you on? Anyway.
Y'all weigh in. Let us know what y'all think whenever y'all listen
to this. It's ghetto as fuck.
Text or message me on Facebook or message Star. But let us know if that's ghetto and hood or is it okay.
It's not okay. Everybody better say it's not okay. But anyway, okay. So we tallied up our answers here. So Rod got 40 points. I got 69. Ooh, good number. So Rod says, you're exceptional-ish, but could stand to be a bit more exceptional to distinguish you from those regular blacks. Maybe you should watch some TED Talks. Good job. It's not bad. It's not the worst score.
It's weird because I'm blacker than you. So
I wasn't raised by white people. Don't ever forget that. Okay. Don't let the voice fool you.
But you ain't never been a victim of the struggle.
Yes, I have. I told you I have.
No, you have not.
It wasn't a consistent struggle, but it was off and on. I let you know.
Have you ever ate spam?
No, by choice. That doesn't mean you're struggling. I know people who ain't struggling that love spam.
A lot of us didn't have a choice. I know I didn't.
Oh, we want to do this.
Okay. I never had a choice because I'm fucking black as fuck, nigga.
Oh my God, get out of here. Anyway, I got 60 points. Mine says, congrats. You're appropriately, demonstratively, and ambiguously special. You special ass nigga you. You're so unlike the rest of them, unspecial blacks, that you might not even be black anymore. Oh, no. I'm fucking black. Mm-mm. Blackish is already taken, so why don't we call you Black-esque?
I'm gonna kill
you. I don't know about this little test, theroot.com.
Honestly, I'm not really feeling this test. Like,
it was those, weird. Some of those questions was something weird. Random that I found, and I was some like, let's just do it. Some of them questions
didn't have nothing to do with nothing. The amount of blackness. But I can solve this right now. I can solve this shit right now.
What are you solving?
Who is blacker between me and you? Say motherfucking.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Okay. Say motherfucker.
No.
Say it.
You're trying to embarrass me. How dare you?
Say it.
You don't love me. I'm not going to say it.
She say it proper as hell.
How do I say it then?
She say it motherfucker. No gangster lean on there. No gangster lean. No stank on there. No type of ebonic solution on there. Nothing.
Ebonic solution? What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know what an ebonic solution is.
It's the stuff that you put on the words to turn them into ebonics or slang.
But it's so funny because I could say, I'm not even going to say it because I'm self-conscious. I'm not even going to say it. Babe said, I'm blacker than you. Say my, nope. I almost said it. No, you got to go get me.
Practice. That should be natural.
And that's why it's a word that you do not hear me say often. And every time I do say it, you always catch. You be like, did you just say?
Yeah.
Every single time. You probably heard me say it maybe five times. Maybe five times. Maybe not even. I say that
all the time. You motherfuckers ain't shit.
You're fucking stupid. But yeah, don't make fun of how I say that because it's just always been a struggle. And it's like, it feels forced when I'm trying to say it like ebonically correct. Mm-hmm. Okay? Which I sound ridiculous for even saying ebonically correct because it's motherfucker for a reason. So
yeah, that's I get what you're saying, but that's not the way we say it.
I just can't say it. You know who else says it like me? Koya, the girl that was coming over helping me with the little giveaway thing. She says it just like me.
Oh, she can't say it either.
Ha!
Can she say it or can she not say it? Does she just says it like me? Does she choose to say it that way?
No, it's how she talks.
She is very proper. What is she?
What?
Who was she, right? Is she 100% black or is she mixed?
She black.
Is she? I mean, she light skinned, so you never know.
The girl is black. You seen her fucking hair. She's black.
I was not looking at the girl hair when she came, okay?
When she had the afro puff?
Look, the girl's light skinned. Hair don't mean nothing. Once you light skinned, it's...
You sound ridiculous right now.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
If you light skin, you can definitely be.
She does not look racially ambiguous at all. Jesus Christ. Which means you can pass for white. She don't look a stitch of white.
I didn't say white.
You said what is she?
I said mixed.
The girl is black.
So what I was saying is, or what I was getting at is,
are you okay?
If she's mixed, then she can have some black.
No. I don't like where you're going with this because you're implying that because she speaks properly and she's light skinned that she's mixed.
She could be.
Which is not. Why? Because I speak proper. I'm not light skinned.
No, that's why.
Not making sense.
No, I'm making perfect sense.
No,
when
you're I'm not. Saying, make it make
when
sense.
When I was asking. I wasn't sure. I didn't know for sure if she was 100% black. And I have no way of knowing that.
But what they
got
to do with how she talked, though?
It really don't, but it can have some
impact.
Because
it's white people that I've met that sound more black than I do.
Of course.
So what does it matter? The skin tone and how she speaks. There's no correlation.
I was really asking because of the skin tone. All right.
But she's not even like a pale light skin for you to even assume that she might be.
She don't have to be no pale light skin to be mixed with
I don't even
anything.
Understand how we're even getting on this because of how she's talking, what that she's light skinned.
Because you said she say mother.
She says it like
just
me.
Just like you.
And you said, what is she?
Right.
Black?
Yeah, that's what
I don't even get why you even asked that,
I'm
though.
I'm asking because she
But
might
she says
be...
it just like me. Am I mixed?
She could
That's
be,
why what you asked didn't make any sense.
What I'm saying is, if she is mixed and she got a white parent that say motherfucker all the time, then she could be saying it just like that white parent. And she is light skinned, so I think it's valid because light skinned, that's where do light skinned people come from?
Black people. We come in all shades. It didn't take
a
white.
I know we come in all
shades.
I know the
slave masters make us think
okay,
that.
So,
oh, we only got light skinned black people because of white men sleeping with black women. That is not true.
I think that make my question valid though. It's not right. I'm not assuming that she's 100% black, and I'm not assuming that she's mixed. I'm asking, but I think I got it's valid for enough for me to ask.
No, it's weird. People weigh in and see if that
Please
made any
in.
Sense because that didn't make any sense
Please
to me.
Please weigh in.
Zero.
I could be dead wrong, but I don't think I am.
What were we even talking about before of this?
Are we talking about motherfucker? Oh, you mean before motherfucker?
God damn. We don't went off into something. You're weird. You're being weird. Anyway, that's it. I am definitely black, so fuck this test and fuck whoever made it because it's weird. And I'm black. I just like certain things.
Okay,
so we're gonna go ahead and go into our main topic now, which is more questions. It's a relationship based questionnaire. Uh-oh. Where we might like each other after this, we might not.
Oh, shit.
Stay tuned. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello.
To the dark side.
Dark side. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Sing, babe.
I'm off key like
well. Like a motherfucker. See, I said it.
I guess when the time is right, it'll come out of there.
Oh my God. All right. So our main topic is our 15 questions that can predict whether our relationship will last, according to a psychology professor.
Uh-oh.
So this is how we're going to do. I'm going to read one. I'll answer first. Then you answer. Then I'll read one. You're going to answer first. Then I'll answer. That way it's not like... You know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Alrighty then. Question number one. Does your partner make you a better person? And do you do the same for them? Go ahead.
Oh, it's my... Okay. Yes, definitely. My partner definitely makes me a better person. And I damn sure make my partner a better person.
What is the damn sure?
I do, goddamn it. I know I do.
How you know that?
Because all of your endeavors, I'm invested in 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Which automatically makes you better.
Yeah, that's true.
So, damn sure.
All right, I'll answer. Yes, my partner does make me better. And oh, duh, I do the same for him. Like, just like he said, damn sure I'm like, duh. Like, he has upgraded to level. What's the highest level in a game that you can think of?
10.
That's it? Like,
on the scale
like,
from 1 to 10?
On GTA or something like. What's the master level that you have to beat in order to beat the game? Like, what is that called?
That's your rank. And, like, I think the highest rank is, like, 199 or something. It might be higher than that.
Well, that's where... Well, we're ranked 199 on GTA. That's how your life has been upgraded since you've known me.
It really has. I'm doing things that I never thought I would do.
I need to write a book on how you bitches can catch a man and make sure he is leveled up.
Ha! Oh, Jesus.
Scientifically tested. I have 2 success stories. I'm writing a book. But yeah, babe definitely makes me better because he supports everything. That's all I really need. I don't ask for much. I just need you to support. What is going on over there? What is this noise you're making? What do I? I don't think I asked for much.
Man, I get summoned for so much stuff. I get thrown into these projects and these fashion shows
And what?
It's great. It's great. First of all, let me just say, being able to be that guy for you is amazing.
Yes.
Okay. But sometimes some of these situations I find myself in, it's funny. I just be like, yo, what the hell? I'm tired. I find myself at photo shoots with my shirt off. I'm not even that. I'm not even that crazy about my own, confident about my own body. All right. I was not supposed to do that. I'm just supposed to be there helping out. And I end up in a photo shoot with my shirt off with other guys that's cut. These niggas is cut, carved like they carved.
Not cut and carved.
From the fucking gods. And I'm out here. Slick fat ass sucking my fucking stomach in, just trying to look the part and shit. Got paint all over me and shit. Hot as fuck out there.
Fucking flashback. What?
It was hot as fuck out there.
Babe about to slap me thinking about it. Lord.
I'm like, man, how did I end up in this shit? I was just supposed to be here helping her get ready for her shoot, her part of the shoot. I end up in a damn shoot. And that's happened to me.
It's because you fine.
Several times. I end up on the walkway, in the shoot, in the video.
In the video.
Because niggas ain't showed up, but it's always something.
Right.
Babe, get your ass in there. Oh, shit. I got to take my shirt off, too.
My shoes don't match. You still run your ass down the roadway.
They got to put paint on me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, baby. He had to shave his whole hairy chest and back and everything.
Short notice.
Yeah. Thank you. You came through, babe. I know you had an attitude the whole time, but you came through for what you need to come through for, and it's fine. On to question 2. Are you and your partner both comfortable with sharing feelings, relying on each other, being close, and able to avoid worrying about the other person leaving? I would say that I am comfortable sharing my feelings with my partner when I'm ready. I think that he is reliable. He takes a little reminding at times, but for the most part, he's reliable. As far as being close, I feel like we could be closer and able to avoid worrying about the other person leaving. I don't think that he would leave me. I think that he is head over heels in love with me. That may sound conceited, but you guys don't understand. I believe, yeah, he ain't going nowhere. Your turn.
What was the question again?
Here we go. Listen.
Your answer was long.
Are you and your partner both comfortable with sharing feelings, relying on each other, being close, and able to avoid worrying about the other person leaving?
We definitely are able to share feelings.
I don't think... I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead.
I think we can get better with that because we don't share everything. Like,
no, don't say we. Don't say we.
Thank Why you. Can't I say we?
Because it ain't we, it's you.
I don't share everything. I don't feel like she shares everything.
I do. What okay. Do you need to know?
No, we're not gonna get into all of that right now.
Well, we're gonna get into it after.
Oh, shit. I know for myself, I hold a lot of stuff in. And I just really be trying to, I deal with a lot of stuff on my own. And sometimes I feel like that's the best way for me to deal with it, even though it is not. But you know, when the time comes, I share everything with her. And I let her know.
The time comes when he shares it with me, he's fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I let her know up front, but other times I hold it in and then I'll give her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think she liked that shit. Maybe turning her on.
It does.
And then there's some other parts of the question that I didn't answer. What, read the rest of the question.
So it was like, are you comfortable with sharing feelings, relying on each other, being close, and able to avoid worrying about the other person leaving?
Okay. So I think we're definitely close. We've definitely got closer within these past few months, which is always good. I can definitely rely on her, I believe. And then the last part. What was the last part again?
Don't have to worry about the other person leaving.
Okay, so.
God. Fucking four times.
Sorry. So with that, like, I had an issue in my past relationship where every time me and my ex-girlfriend got in a fight, we would break up. And I have carried that just a little bit over into this relationship. But I'm much more confident now that she won't leave. I try to be the best that I can be. So I overcompensate a lot so she won't leave.
Do you?
I think so. I'm sure some stuff that I could do better. But for the most part, I try to be there as much as possible emotionally, and support her for everything she got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she got no reason to go nowhere. So I don't think she's gonna go nowhere.
You don't sound too fucking sure.
But as long as I keep playing my part, I think she'll stay here.
That was not a confident answer to that. Okay, I'm for 1,000% sure you're not leaving me. But you're like, I don't know. That's crazy. Gonna parking lot that.
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right, so three. Do you and your partner accept each other for who you are without trying to change each other? You're first on the answer. I answered first last time.
I definitely accept Star for who she is. I actually love who she is. So there's nothing to accept. But she's great. I really love her sense of humor. Her sense of humor is out of this world. I love it.
Oh, babe, you're so sweet. Yeah, I don't feel like we try to change each other, and that's really good. I feel like we let each other know like our areas of opportunity if it's something serious enough. I feel like we are able to do that, but it's not necessarily something that we feel like the other person needs to change completely. And then if there are any changes that need to be made, I feel like they would be, it wouldn't be like a forced change, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it would be more like you could be a little more responsible with X, Y, and Z. And then that's like, it's not like a forced change. It's like, yeah, habit, I could be.
Habit changes.
Yeah, like stuff like that. But like,
yeah,
nothing major. Like,
not my personality. I don't have to change my fucking personality.
Yeah.
But if I got some bad habits, which we all do.
We all do.
You know, there's some stuff that we don't like about each other that we do.
There's stuff you don't like about me?
Yeah. Stuff that you do?
I didn't know
or
that.
Or don't do?
Ah! Yeah. I didn't know that.
We got a whole upstairs, clothes everywhere.
I have too many clothes.
Okay. And I've been telling her, hey, you need to get this stuff up.
She
want me to do it. She want me to do it.
I want him to help me. I don't want him to do it. I want him to help me.
It's faster if
two people do it. And then I don't even have room for anything anymore. The closets are full.
And so, and now
I need a dresser.
Okay, now here's the kicker. We ain't got nowhere to put this shit. The shit is all over the place. She want me to clean it up. And then she bringing in more shit. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Bringing in more shit.
Okay, babe. All right. I can see that. You need to help me. I've been asked them to help me.
Look at the store today, huh? Yeah, that looks good.
I literally, like that meme said, I put four things on hangers and then I'm just like, I'm tired. But I feel like if it's me and him and we got a flow going, we're talking, we're laughing, it'll happen faster. But he,
let me tell you something,
won't do it.
You can
He works all the time,
you can cut that short. It's been times where she has woken up and I done been in her closet. Clean it. I done cleaned the whole thing.
Don't you dare say times like it's been a million times that you've done this. You did straighten my closet once. You did the whole thing, put my shoes up, all that stuff.
That's
Don't try to act like you be up in there every month.
I refuse to be up in there every month. I did it once to set the standard. You're supposed to maintain.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. I don't know either.
I try. It's just too much. And I've gotten rid of a lot of... It's just too much. It's way too much. Anyway, did we answer that, both of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Number four, when disagreements arise, do you and your partner communicate respectfully and without contempt or negativity? We don't really argue.
No, we don't argue at all.
And then nobody get. I could say that. When we have gotten into it, I don't think that I am as aggressive as you.
Yeah, I've been passionate about some stuff. I've been passionate about some stuff.
And I'm still mad at you for that last time. So don't think that you off the hook. And I just gotta remind you of that every once in. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You remember what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Do you? Give me a hint.
This got something to do with apps.
Apps?
Okay, well then that's not it.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Is that what you're referring to?
With the status? With the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not off the hook. No, it's been a while. You thought you was off. You're not off. Ghost will be coming to live with us.
No, he ain't.
You told me. You said the following day. Did you not tell me?
He is not
coming. You'll do whatever I want.
He is not
if
coming.
If Ghost got to come stay, you told me that.
If Ghost got to come stay the night, he is not coming to live over here.
Just playing. Ghost is my little pit bull.
Little pit bull my ass. Ghost is fucking huge. And he's a fucking murderer.
Okay, we're not gonna talk about Ghost because he's not a murderer. Anyway.
Last time I seen him, he had blood around his mouth.
He's lying, guys. He's fucking lying. Ghost doesn't do well with men. He doesn't like other men.
Okay, so he's not a nice dog.
He don't like men.
Okay, so he's not a nice dog. This fucking dog don't like women. It's not a nice dog.
He don't. Yeah.
That means I'm in danger.
You're not in danger. He's just gonna bark at you. He doesn't even bite. He's just gonna bark at you. Just like Nala do all this barking. She do more than Ghost.
Yeah,
as little as she is.
I know Nala can't hurt me, but that nigga will kill me.
He has the capabilities of hurting you, but he will. No.
Will do
no.
It.
No. All anyway, right. Next, do you and your partner share decision-making power and influence in the relationship?
Absolutely.
I think we both. Yeah. I might call the shots a little more than you.
Nah, that's not true.
I think that I actually
call
some more shots.
I allow you.
Okay, you allow it. So I do.
I allow you to call more shots, but at the end of the day.
you allow it, whether you don't allow it, it's happening. I call more shots.
I allow you to call more
shots. It's not about if you're allowing, but I think that I feel like I do, and I do. You just said I do.
I give you the power, but I'm the overseer.
Overseeing of what?
Of what's going on. So if it's something I don't like, then I gotta sit you down. Yeah.
And how many times have I been sat down?
You just sat down a couple times.
When? I don't remember these sit downs.
Yeah, you got sat down.
When?
I've only had to sit you down a couple times.
I don't remember any of them. Then I wasn't aware of it, of the sit down.
That's because I did it so smooth, it didn't feel like a sit down.
Boy, whenever you got something serious you want to talk about, it ain't never smooth. So don't even miss me with that. So if that's what I'm saying, I don't remember these sit downs, because whenever you got something serious you want to talk about, something's bothering you, it's never a smooth thing. It's you angry and being bossy and telling me what to do and what you don't want me to do and what I don't need to do, and turns me on. Anyway, on to the next thing. Is your partner your best friend, and are you theirs?
Oh, is my turn to go first? I feel like you my best friend, but I'm not sure if I'm
yours.
No,
we're not best friends.
Okay, well, there it is.
Because you don't tell me everything.
So then we're not
best
friends?
You don't feel comfortable telling me everything. I feel like you don't feel comfortable letting me know the full you. And that's just how I feel.
What don't you know about me?
Not nothing necessarily like about your past or anything like that. I just feel like you're not 100% loosened up with me.
You don't think so?
Nope. You're not. Not that I think. I know for a fact that you're not. And you know too. You don't gotta confirm. You know it like I know it.
I thought I was.
Boy, what? No, you're not.
Okay, well, I thought we was best friends, but
don't do it like that.
I said it, but I guess not.
No, but I can honestly say that I actually think about this the other day. Like, I feel like I can say like you're my best friend because I do tell you everything. When stuff happens, you are the first person that I call and vent to. I am 1000% myself around you.
I am myself around you too.
No, I don't think so.
I am.
No. It's not. It's just. No. I don't feel that way.
Okay. Well, I guess we gotta work on in that area then.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you and your partner think more in terms of we and us rather than you and I? I feel like certain stuff, yeah. Certain things, no.
I agree with that, because there's some areas that I have to be me, and there's some areas that she's got to be her. So it can't be we everything. Except when it comes to the we stuff.
Which is
like household decisions, or, you know, stuff that's going to affect our relationship. That's when it's we. But if it's just like, yeah, I might have some personal goals, that's me.
But in the end, it's for we.
Oh, it could be for we. It could be for me.
If you got a wife.
If I got a personal goal to get in shape, that's because I want to get in shape.
It's for we. At the end of it, it's for we. You want to get in shape, but you also want to be in shape so that you look good and you're appealing to me.
That's true. But the ultimate goal.
It benefits us both.
It definitely benefits us both. But the ultimate goal is mine. Or if I say, hey, I want to make this amount of money, by this amount of time. That's me. That's a personal goal for me.
Okay, personal goal for you, but in the end, it's still
for us, but it's just my personal goal.
I'm not talking about your personal goals, because duh, that's your personal goal.
Well, that's what we...
It's still a we. Even if it's your personal goal, it's still a we. It's a means to an end. Your personal goal is a means to an end that is going to benefit the we. Correct?
Yeah. Well, I guess everything that I do is going to have an impact on us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, what is it just me? What? Okay, so what if I got like a personal goal at work? Like, I want to try to...
Boy.
I want to try to...
Don't be saying common sense ass shit. This is in terms of the relationship. It's not in terms of what you're doing at work. All right, so all right, stop.
All right.
Before you annoy me. I love you.
I love you too.
Touch my boo. Stop. Okay, what is going on? Okay, next question. Would you and your partner trust each other with the passwords to social media and bank accounts? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. Both of us answered the same thing.
Absolutely.
Great.
I think most of my passwords are the same, and she already knows it, so.
I don't know your password. The,
do you know the
thing for the computer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's... Okay.
You didn't want to say it again?
What?
You was like, password? That's a... Yep.
I'm not going to say my password.
Nobody told you to say your password, but you just, like, cut it off, like, because you just told me it was for everything.
Yeah, so, you got my password.
Do you and your partner have good opinions of each other without having an overinflated positive view?
I don't understand the question.
Do you and your partner have good opinions of each other without an overinflated positive view? Meaning, like, you don't have all these excessive great things to say about me just because I'm fucking awesome. Like, your overall view of me. Am I a good person? Am I kind? Am I generous? I don't know. Overall.
You're overall a great person. You can be a little bit bougie at times.
What? That's not a flaw.
No, it's not. We just talked about that.
Shit.
But no, like, you inspire so many people, especially women. And it's very admirable.
Oh, thank you, baby. But yes, I have a great overall opinion of you. You are super brave. It's supposed to not be overinflated positive view, but I mean, fuck, you're super brave. You're a boss. You are super creative and talented. Kind of smart.
Yeah, kind of. Only because I'm getting old and I'm losing my mind a little bit sometimes. I'll take that.
Baby, a little slow some days. I'll be like, okay, I'm done talking to you. Let me stop talking to you before I get mad. But no, my overall view of you is very positive. Okay.
Excellent.
Do your close friends as well as your partners think you have a great relationship that will stand the test of time? I would say yeah.
What do you mean partners?
Like our friends. Skip the partners. Do our friends think that we have a good relationship?
All of our friends think that our relationship is dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is. Anyway, is your relationship free of red flags like cheating, jealousy, and controlling behavior? I would say no.
Yeah, I would say no to.
Which ones would you say no to?
Probably the jealousy part.
Who's jealous?
Me.
Why?
We need to get into
No. We don't have to get into this. We got to get into this. Like, just in, like, no, I have a question though. Like, in general, jealous of what?
I'm jealous.
Like, just in general about random things?
Yeah.
Or specific things?
A little bit of both.
Oh, okay. All right. Still?
Yeah.
We gotta talk. Why you don't be telling me stuff?
I do be telling you stuff.
When? You said something. When? I didn't know nothing about no jealousy. I thought it was gone, actually. I remember a while ago, but like recently?
Yeah, I'm human, okay?
You are, but like I just feel like I need to know these things.
Snap jealousy away immediately.
Okay, babe. That kind of ties into your, you don't know, you're unsure if I would leave.
Yeah.
Putting it together. Okay. Next thing. Do you and your partner share the same values when it comes to politics, religion, the importance of marriage, a desire to have kids or not, and how to parent? I feel like we share the same on politics a little bit. We don't really talk too much about politics, but I feel like we both probably feel about the same. Mm-hmm. I'm probably a little more in tune with it than you are. But I feel like we pretty much feel the same. Religion, yeah, we're definitely on the same page with that. Mm-hmm. Not very religious. Rod's pretty much nothing. Like, he doesn't really... I'm more spiritual. Rod's just here.
Yeah.
The importance of marriage. I feel like we don't really talk about marriage. It's very surface conversation when we do. None of us have really stated its importance to either one of us. And it could possibly be from previous experiences where we just don't really... I mean, we want it, but we don't really feel the need to talk about it into grave detail, right?
Yeah.
You could say that.
We're not trying to force it at all.
Mm-hmm. The desire to have kids. This is what we're not on the same page about, I think. Or every time we talk about it, it's a different answer. So I'm just, yeah.
So where you at with it?
Where you at with it?
I said, I don't mind having another kid. I just wanted to be
You planned. Be giving me wishy-washy answers. No, it's like,
this
no.
This is what I said the last time. I said, I don't mind having a kid. We need to be married first. And the kid need to be planned financially. That's most important to me. That's all I care about. I want it well planned. I know, yeah,
we're gonna
have some hiccups and things like that, but I at least want us to have financial goals when it comes to having a kid. I don't want to just bring another kid here and then we're trying to figure out what we need to do financially. So, like, honestly, I wouldn't mind opening up a couple of businesses first before
we're not having any kids, guys. Because a bitch is 33 in two months.
So you're saying we don't have that kind of time.
And I don't have that time. I'm not going to be fucking 40 years old having a baby. And he's almost 40, so.
But I just want to, because with my daughter, me and my daughter's mom, we struggled a lot. We didn't know what the hell we was going to. It was a lot of times we didn't know what we was going to do. Even when it came to finding a babysitter. Because we never did a childcare thing. Oh, we barely did it. A lot of times we had to find a babysitter. And that was hard. So with me and you not having no family out here, because... Not my sister.
Oh, fuck no. I would never let your sister babysit my kid.
So...
The hell?
With us not having family out here, like, we gotta have money in the bank. And that's just the way it is. And I just don't feel comfortable bringing another kid here without being completely financially responsible. Like,
which is understandable.
So that's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying, oh, get me pregnant right now.
I'm not saying, yeah.
I've told you the timeline. Do you remember what that was? If we're gonna do it, then goals need to be met within that time frame so that we can go ahead and do it.
All right. So I guess it's just a matter of setting the goals and making the plans. But I'm not against it. That's the bottom line. I'm not against it.
But you also Never mind. I'm not going to say that.
What?
Nope. I'm not going to say it.
What is it?
Nope. I'm not going to say it. Moving on to the next question. Are you and your partner willing to sacrifice your own needs, desires, and goals for each other without being a doormat? Absolutely not. I can say absolutely not because I've done that and I'm not doing it again. I'm going to do every fucking thing I want to do because that's what I'm going to do.
So you wouldn't be my doormat?
Excuse me?
You wouldn't be my doormat?
What? Am I your doormat now?
No.
I seem like doormat
honestly,
material?
I wouldn't want you to be a doormat. Like, I want you out here doing what you want to do. Like, I even hated that you had to go back to work, honestly. But yeah, I mean, I can take care of my own stuff. I don't need you to be a doormat. I want you working on your own stuff so we can put our stuff together and create an empire.
Okay, good answer. Do you and your partner both have agreeable and emotionally stable personalities? I would say no on both ends.
You don't think we're emotionally stable?
As individuals?
Yeah.
No.
I think I'm stable.
I would say you're more stable than I am.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, yeah, you're probably right. I'm very stable.
Now, I wouldn't say very. I said more stable than I. But don't go all the way to very. Okay? Calm down.
I'm stable.
Rod, no. You have some childhood traumas.
Untreated anger issues.
Yes. Mommy issues. Daddy issues. Abandonment issues.
You're right.
You suffered verbal abuse, emotional abuse in your past relationships.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. Y'all might be, I don't see how I'm, well.
You might be more stable than me, huh? That sounds like
I appear to. I appear to be, or you appear to be more stable than you actually probably are.
I think that's probably the case.
Mm-hmm. And I think I appear to be more stable than I probably actually am.
That's probably the deal with a lot of us.
To everyone else. It's only certain people that I allow to see me in a vulnerable state, and it ain't many people. So if you ever see me in a vulnerable state, bless your heart, because Ice Queen over here. Okay? All right. Are you and your partner sexually compatible? No.
No.
Why you? Oh, you're just agreeing with me. What would be your answer? Like, if you didn't hear me answer first, what would have been your answer? Honest answer.
I think I would have said yeah.
Why?
Because our sex life was good. I think our only hiccup is that we probably don't have as much sex as you would like to.
I wouldn't say that's the only hiccup, but I'm not going there.
That sounds terrible.
No, I mean, listen, guys, who's listening, people who are listening, our sex life is really good. So it's like, what are you talking about? You're not compatible. I like to push the boundaries a little bit as far as Rod's a little more conservative than I believe. So the certain things that I want and I need during a session, I feel like he will try to do them, but he's not comfortable with doing it. So then it becomes inconsistent.
That makes sense.
To where he won't do it. And, you know, after you've been with someone for so long, certain things stop and you just start just getting right to it. There's no warm up. Sometimes, you know, you're tired, just trying to get done. Like stuff like that we could work on. Little small tweaks. So I feel like we're not really completely 100% compatible. I would say we're like 90% compatible.
Okay, I can agree with that.
If we want to put a percentage on it, we are 90%, 85% compatible.
No, keep fucking going down.
That's
with the
it.
Fucking
percent. That's it. That's it. But overall, I feel like we have a lot of sex. We could have more. Yeah. I think more would be like maybe not having sex like 4 times a month. That would be the more, because I feel like sometimes we go like we be going for like a whole week and a half, like every single day.
Yeah, we do. We be having some marathons sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think we probably didn't since I got back from Sedona. It's been like every day except for like maybe one or two days.
I think that's very accurate.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so our sex life is pretty good. About 85, I'll give you 89% compatible. Because I'm thinking like you, yeah. I think we need to get off the show now to build up that percentage of compatibility. But anyway, I think that's all we really have. What else do we have, babe? Oh, that's it for the our main topic, which was the 15 questions. I think we have some things that we parking lot that we're gonna have to talk about outside of the show.
Yeah.
And I think we still like each other.
I don't know. I'm just playing. Yeah. Of course, babe. I'm just playing. Okay, let me tell you something. I am very happy. All right. And she knows it. Everything that I do is because I'm happy where I'm at. I'm very happy. And I do a lot, don't I?
No one said you didn't.
Okay.
Yes, I am taken care of.
All right.
Period.
That's on period.
That's on period.
Okay.
I cannot complain when I feel like I want to complain. He lets me complain if I do want to complain. But I honestly can't complain. I am taken care of.
All right. And I do that out of pure love because I work very, very hard. Even on my days off.
He does. Work very hard to take care of the kid.
That's right.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're done with that. And we do have our local artist spotlight. And this is one of Rod's clients. And I just love this song. He's supposed to make a music video. I'm supposed to be in it. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But listen to this song. It's called Incomplete, and it's by Blaine Rutledge.
Hey, girl, you took my heart. Thought you would be the one. And from the very start, you had a hold on me. I gave you everything. Suffered through all the pain. The signs were there, but I was blinded.
done from all the pain you've caused, girl. Baby, you know.
Blaine Rutledge, Rod's client, Incomplete. I love that song. It's so cute. You like it?
I like the song a lot. It's very commercial.
Yeah, right?
It's got a real, real nice commercial sound. I told him that when I listened to it before. But it just don't sound like that. Oh, I recorded this shit in the bathroom sound. Like,
yeah, it's got it a sounds real, very well produced.
Yeah, well produced. Nice pop sound. Like, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's cool. All right, well, let's move on to I Said What I Said.
As and always, I'm not changing on it, okay? I said what I said.
All right, so this week, I don't have a I Said What I Said. Nobody really pissed me off this week, but Rod didn't piss me off, but Rod has a...
I got a complaint.
A little complaint for this segment right now.
Just real quick. So I had this client... that was supposed to come in. His appointment was at 3:45. This was Friday. Appointment at 3:45. And he didn't show. He didn't call, didn't text. I didn't hear nothing from him. Just no call, no show. But then he showed up around like 5:15. And I had just finished a client. I was waiting on another client, but I'm just sitting in a chair. And he come walking in. And I'm just looking at him. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, you know, yeah, I missed my appointment earlier, man. But, you know, I just figured I would come in and try, see what I could get done. And I'm like, you're not getting nothing done. And I was like, your appointment's at 3:45. You missed it. Yeah. You know, so I just, you know, I was stuck in Deer Valley, man. You know what I'm saying? I blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, but you didn't... I didn't say this to him, but I'm just thinking, like, you ain't hit me up. You could have hit me up. You could have said something. And so he like, you know, yeah, I got this black tie event. He's just trying to finesse. And I got this black tie event that I got later on today, and I just figured I'd come in and see what I get. I'm like, nigga, you're not getting nothing done. Once you miss your appointment, once you no call, no show me, that's it. You need to make another appointment. don't fucking show up. That's the worst thing you could ever do. Mm-hmm. Especially if you miss an appointment. I'm not cutting you after you no call, no show me. That's it. So the least you can do is text me, hey man, I'm running late. Oh shit, I'm caught up in Deer Valley. What other time can I come in today? I would have gladly took a look at the schedule, because he's a regular client. But when you no call, no show, man, that just let me know that you don't got no respect for my time.
None.
Because that could have been somebody else in that chair getting work done, and I could have been making money. And then you just show up talking about, I'm trying to get in where I can fit in because I got an event. I don't give a fuck no more.
Period.
So, yeah, that's, I said what I said.
All right. I'm here for it. All right. So this week we do not have a slide in my DMs letter. Hopefully we'll get some next week. But let's go ahead and move on to closing on out. So a positive takeaway from this episode, I would say, is to own your blackness and to really get to know your partner.
Very important.
What are your positive takeaways, babe?
My positive takeaways, let's see. If you make an appointment, stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's very, very important. Well, also, just when it comes to relationships, man, just give 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Just give 100%. And
if you give 100%, we can overlook the little flaws.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And just give 100%. I try to make sure I give 100% every day.
And I think that I do.
And she, you know, she do. I like the stuff that you do.
You do?
All the little events and stuff. She really got a lot going on. And I do like being a part of that stuff. It just be unexpected. Like, I don't know where I'm going to end up at.
Mm-hmm.
I might end up naked.
Life's somewhere. An adventure.
Yeah.
I might got end you a little young tenderoni.
Naked down in the creek somewhere. You taking right. pictures. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You might. Make sure that body's right.
Right.
But anyway, you can find me According to Star on Instagram, According to Star on Facebook. You can find him at,
if you're looking for me, if you want to book with me, you can book with me at rtgbarberingservices@booksy.com. Okay, come get lined up, come get faded up, I'll get you taken care of. And you can also leave messages there. So there we have it.
You're not giving your Instagram, Rod the God.
Rod underscore the, T-H-E, underscore God, G-O-double-D. Because don't nobody do it like me.
Oh, shit.
Because I am a G.
Mm-hmm.
From the F-L-I-N-T.
Oh, shit, babe. What? You a rapper?
You know, I used to do a little something.
Oh, look at that.
I have an album dropping in 2020. I can't tell nobody.
Nigga, no. We got to do Lamarck's little EP he talking about.
Uh-oh. Lamarck got
don't play no games.
Lamarck got some fire. He got to drop on all y'all. I hope y'all ready for that shit.
Okay.
All right.
You ain't ready. Bye.